Welcome to The Shift, a program dedicated to living a healthier life. Now, here is your host, Dr. Annette Hazzalone.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me for The Shift. Oh, what a fabulous week. I hope you're having a great weekend and are looking forward to time with your family. I want to remind you that Elemental Research, INC, is the sponsor for the show. That's www.elementalresearchinc, home of Angstrom Minerals. Some of the best mineral supplements on the market today. Give them a call at 800-314-2884, 800-314-2884. Not only do they have the minerals, but they have myself on staff, and I'm a naturopath, so I can help you with your health issues. They provide hair analysis. They provide also other supplements from companies like Metagenics, who is a manufacturer of medical grade supplements. Yeah, just like Elemental Research. They're just absolutely phenomenal. So give Elemental Research a call, 800-314-2884. And if you have questions, want to leave me a comment or, request a subject to be covered on the show, remember you can always email me at theshift2010@gmail.com, theshift2010@gmail.com. Alrighty, well, we were talking last week about these vaccines and how bad they are and what's going on with them. And most people didn't know that it is aluminum also that is causing the problem. And when they took this thimerosal, the mercury compound, out of the vaccines, they upped the amount of aluminum. And they say, well, it's not perceived or, you know, viewed, perceived. We're supposed to be stupid and not perceive that aluminum is a toxic substance. So they have a comfortable wicket. That's Dr. John Clemens from the WHO. He's a vaccine advisor. A more comfortable wicket, he says, in terms of defending its presence in vaccines. How could anyone with any kind of conscience defend putting heavy metal toxins in anything that's given to a human being? I fail to understand. Well, I guess it's a good thing, because I wouldn't be out here fighting the fight against it if I was on their side. Well, they say, let's take a look. Why is aluminum used in vaccines? Okay, well, what happened was they were using mercury because they said it would kill any kind of bacterial cross-contamination from a multi-dose. Mm-hmm. And it was eliminated from single-dose vials from most childhood most, I quote and emphasize, most childhood vaccines. But the autism continues to skyrocket. Now, that has led a lot of people to kind of try to debunk the idea that vaccines are behind this horrible condition that is being foisted on our children. And they say that anyone questioning the safety of vaccines is considered to be a hysterical wingnut. Well, mercury might be on the decrease, but the aluminum additives have increased. I said something last week about the Bilderberg Group, and perhaps there's something to that about worldwide genocide. They say aluminum, like any adjuvant, is added to the vaccine in order to boost the host's immune responses to the antigen. The antigen is what your body responds to and makes antibodies against the virus being injected. Now, they say by boosting your immune body's response, the vaccine manufacturer can use similar amount of antigen, which makes production, smaller amounts of the antigen, which makes production less expensive. Oh, lovely. Let's make our children sick and disabled so we could save you a few dollars on your bottom line. Aluminum is considered to be a heavy metal. If you look at the periodic table. Aluminum's just right underneath the heavy metal numbers, but it's considered it's called a light metal. In other words, it's a heavy light metal or light heavy metal or what do you want to call it? But it is a neurotoxin that will destroy your health. Yeah. You'll find that aluminum in the earth in the earth's crust, the air, soil, and water, it's everywhere. But it's not really, there's a minute amount in your body. There is never a deficiency of aluminum in your body. There is absolutely no biological role in your body for aluminum. We already know that aluminum is a poison. It's been talked about and proven when they were talking about, oh, wow, what's going on with Alzheimer's? Why are people getting Alzheimer's? Well, there you go. Aluminum. It was aluminum cookware. It's in deodorants. It's, in shampoos. It's everywhere. Well, you know, they start taking the stuff out. People become aware of it, but they're not telling you. Oh, well, geez, you know, we're putting tons of it in the vaccines and giving at least 5 milligrams of aluminum to your children by the time they're a year and a half. The safe level, and there is, in my opinion, no such thing, but the safe, generally recognized as safe level from the FDA and the CDC is less than 1 milligram, 0.85, I believe it is. But by the time our children are 1.5 years old, they've got 5 milligrams at least by the CDC's recommended schedule of vaccines. Well, which ones have it? Here's a few of them. It's not an all-inclusive list, but, you know, there's hepatitis A, hepatitis B, the DTaP, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, HIV, the HIB vaccine, pneumococcal vaccine, and Gardasil. Big surprise. You can find a comprehensive list of the vaccines that I'll put up on the website when I get it uploaded for you. So you'll want to check that out. And I'll also put up a list of what actually is in there, you know, the animal DNA and things. There may already be some links up there. How much aluminum is your child supposed to get? Zero. But how much is your child getting? I hope I pronounce his name right. It's Dr. Ayob. Has identified one vaccine in particular as being one of the absolute worst in terms of aluminum content. Pediatrix. It's a combination vaccine which contains 850 micrograms of elemental aluminum. Mm-hmm. Now, the average aluminum content per vaccine ranges between 200 to 400 micrograms. Now, for those of you who don't know, there are 1,000 micrograms per milligram. And there's 1,000 milligrams per gram. So you can do the math on that. And it's really crazy. Based on the number of vaccines given, children today are receiving 17 shots that contain aluminum compared to 4 vaccines in the 1970s and the mid-80s. Now, according to this Dr. Ayob's calculations, the milligram dose of aluminum received has more than doubled. More than doubled. And we're seeing an increase in autism, exponential increase in these kinds of neurological disorders, attention deficit disorder, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, and most devastatingly of all, the autism spectrum. Yeah. What's the legal limits? Well, in the U.S., the FDA sets the guidelines for how much aluminum is allowed in vaccines. They allow it. Does that mean that these people care about us? I think not. They say that according to the FDA, the maximum amount allowable of elemental aluminum is 850 micrograms per vaccine. Multiply that times 17, folks. That's a lot. And they're putting it in a child's body. And then we're sitting here as parents watching the spread of autism. This is why. It's because these people are doing it. It's shocking, but not surprising. What is the... Let's take a look. I lost my place here. What do you do to prevent aluminum toxicity? Well, you avoid minimizing exposure, which means no vaccines. You test your drinking water with and without a filter. Don't cook with aluminum utensils and pans. Never store food in contact with aluminum. Use non-aluminum baking soda, deodorant, and toothpaste. Avoid aluminum-containing vaccines. Huge. Take vitamin C and fruit juice on an empty stomach. Minimize exposure to calcium carbonate-containing medicines. You can test the body for levels of aluminum, and at Elemental Research, they have hair analysis available that will tell you what your aluminum levels are. And I have never seen a hair analysis in Americans that has no aluminum. They're always crazy. Every one of them I work on. So you can do things that are more radical, like chelation therapy to get rid of the aluminum. There's also a natural means with lots of zinc and vitamin C and selenium and things like that that can help pull it out of there. But the biggest mineral that pulls aluminum out of the body is silica. Yeah, because they're found together in nature. And when I work with my patients, I use the Angstrom silica with them and watch those levels drop. So it can be done without having to go through the radical chelation therapies. You know, depending on the condition, if you have somebody that's, you know, really super sick and is imminent, you can do chelation to bring those levels down drastically. But always remember to remineralize the body when you do that. Looks like we're coming up on that break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about a doctor behind the autism vaccine scare. And he's being censured. Yeah, the powers that be are censuring. So, big surprise. All right, well, you want to stay tuned for the rest of the story? We'll be right back.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. 5 different health packs are available. For example, for general wellness, the Wellness Essentials Pack, which contains a 1-month supply of Metagenics Wellness Essentials Daily Nutritional Support, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, BCZ, and Silver, all for just $169.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All 5 items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
Okay, we're back from the break. Remember to go to elementalresearchinc.com and check out the minerals that they have there. You know, the silica is pretty interesting, too. And remember to go to drannette.com. We still have those health packs available at last year's prices. They are going to go up, so you want to get yours before they're gone. All righty. There's this Dr. Andrew Wakefield. He's being crucified by Big Pharma. Now, on the vaccineresistancemovement.org, vaccineresistancemovement.org, there's an article about him that was written by Joel Lord, and it was from February 16th of this year. And the article says, see what happens to doctors with real integrity who challenge the medical mafia, the equivalent of a public lynching. Dr. Wakefield, an outspoken critic of vaccine, noted for his famous 1998 study published in British medical journal The Lancet, linking autism to the measles, mumps, rubella shot, has suddenly been rebuked by the same paper. The timing of this reversal is crucial as more and more patients of vaccine-damaged children in Britain and around the world are organizing lawsuits against Big Pharma. Now, remember, in the United States, they have laws that say you can't sue. Yeah, okay. Now, there is a, following the judgment of the UK General Medical Council's Fitness to Practice panel on January 28, 2010, it has come clear that several elements of the 1998 paper by Wakefield et al. Are incorrect, contrary to the finding of an earlier investigation. In particular, the claims in the original paper that children were consecutively referred and that investigations were approved by the local ethics committee have been proved to be false. Therefore, we fully retract the paper from the published record. And you can go and check this out. The links are right there on the vaccineresistantmovement.org website. Wakefield says, I am extremely disappointed by the outcome of today's proceedings. The allegations against me and my colleagues are both unfounded and unjust. Well, you know, if you make a misstatement like using they instead of we or they instead of them, they can throw everything out with the throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's a very important issue. Most parents are now avoiding giving their children the MMR shot set. But they're not the only ones on the market that you should watch out for. All vaccines are dangerous. Well, vaccines are the main cause of autism, primarily due to the accumulative damage from the Hep B, MMR, and DPT shots, multiple live viruses, and heavy metal buildup. Well, it really causes problems. Ischemia, a singing of the neural pathways crucial for oxygen flow to the brain from toxic overload, suffocates the neurons. You know, thousands of parents have been wrongly imprisoned for shaken baby syndrome when vaccine trauma should be blamed. So this guy, Dr. Wakefield, has been going out there and fighting the fight. And every MD that I've ever run across that really gets out there and starts telling the truth, they come along and vilify him. The Big Pharma, Big Medica, they come along and they vilify them and say, oh, well, they don't know what they're talking about. But they want us to believe their junk science. They spin everything and say, okay, well, you have to believe us because we're the authority. And you know my mantra, don't take authority as the truth. Take the truth as authority. And, you know, you can look at the Alzheimer's research and all the different research that's done on aluminum through the CDC, the FDA, and all of that, and see that aluminum's toxic, just like mercury's toxic, cadmium, and other ones, antimony. It's all toxic. And they're putting it in vaccines and then injecting it into the deep tissues. You'd be far better giving your children zinc, vitamin C, calcium, magnesium to help boost their immune system naturally rather than putting in foreign substances and heavy metal toxins, neurotoxins. The article says Dr. Wakefield is being discredited to prevent a historic study from being published that for the first time looks at vaccinated versus unvaccinated primates and compares health outcomes with potentially devastating consequences for vaccine makers and public health officials. And they go on to say, it is our most sincere belief that Dr. Wakefield and parents of children with autism around the world are being subjected to a remarkable media campaign engineered by vaccine manufacturers reporting on the retraction of a paper published in The Lancet 1998 by Dr. Wakefield and his colleagues. The retraction from The Lancet was a response from a ruling from England's General Medical Council, a kangaroo court, where public health officials in the pocket of vaccine makers served as judge and jury. Well, Dr. Wakefield strenuously denies all the findings of the GMC and plans a vigorous appeal. Well, bully for him. I hope he wins the appeal. So, there's also a David Kirby who talks about the debate between vaccines and autism, and he's at Northeastern University, or he did it at Northeastern University. So you want to go to the Northeastern University website, and that's www.northeastern.edu, and you know, give it a read, because there's a lot of debate going on. And there's also another doctor we're going to talk about in a minute here, but Dr. Wakefield is being vilified, and they're trying to discredit him because he has proof that there's a problem. Now, there's new research that suggests the link between vaccine ingredients, autism, and ADHD. This is on BRAN.org. You can go there. I'm also putting these links up. And this is from Canada. According to the new research, there's an apparent link between exposure to certain neurodevelopmental toxins and an increased likelihood of developing neurological disorders such as autism and attention deficit hyperactive disorder. And this is also going back to the Northeastern University pharmacy professor Richard Death and colleagues that have been researching this. There's also the University of Nebraska, Tufts, and John Hopkins University that are saying that there is an apparent link between the exposure of neurodevelopmental toxins like thimerosal mercury and aluminum and an increased possibility of developing neurological disorders, including autism. Well, you know, the universities are getting on the bandwagon. The truth is being uncovered, and I'll tell you, they are really out there fighting hard to keep us in the dark. Well, I say we are not mushrooms. They can't put us in a closet and feed us poop. Yeah, it's not possible, because I think that as parents and grandparents, family members, we want to know the truth. And the truth is out there. We just have to go get it. So this Dr. Wakefield is being censured. He's being vilified. So you have to go ahead and take a look at all these different kinds of articles that I'm putting up on drannette.com. Don't remember to spell it all out, DrAnnette.com. Well, under an independent investigation, the CDC's data concludes children are 27 times more likely to develop autism after exposure to three thimerosal-containing vaccines than those who received thimerosal-free versions. And the website to see that CDC data is at www.autism.com. Well, they say that mercury-free vaccines are safe, but we know better because now they have added extra aluminum. And that's another one of those neurotoxins. What's more horrible is the zeal that they use out there to thrust immunizations on the sick and malnutrition children. And they do it in the third world countries too. That's not just here in the United States. We shouldn't even have this going on, because in the United States, we're supposed to be informed and technologically advanced and all of that good rot. But they still are injecting our children with these vaccines. And you know what's terrible is I've read news stories across the nation where they have been injecting the children at schools without the parents' permission. I don't remember the little girl's name, but there was a little girl The mother had said, no, I don't want the vaccine given to my daughter. So they gave it to her anyway. She came down with a neurological disorder right after that. And they said, oh, well, we want you to sign this release. We're signing this release because they didn't want her to be able to expose them. Well, she didn't sign the release. Good girl. So there's truth that you can find behind the cover-up. Dr. Russell Blaylock is another doctor that has been talking about this since way back. Pardon me. And you'll find www.wnho.net. I will be posting the article by Dr. Blaylock up for you to read. So he's talking about the cover-up behind the vaccines, and there's a lot of scientific data to support that vaccines are not safe, and they do not prevent disease. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't let them pull the wool over your eyes. It may be a little more difficult to fight the battle, but I think what's worse is watching our children fail, our children's health gone. Our freedom's gone. What are our kids going to do? We have to fight for them. Even if we might not live to see the day, our children will. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a healthy and happy week. Stay informed. Stay out there in the fight. Don't give up. Our kids are counting on us. All right, remember, you can write me at theshift2010@gmail.com. That's theshift2010@gmail.com. My websites are drannette.com, spell it all out, and elementalresearchinc.com. Go check it out. We'll talk to you again next week. May God bless.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. 5 different health packs are available. For example, the Blood Sugar Support Pack, which contains Metagenics Wellness Essentials Blood Sugar Support for healthy blood sugar and total body nutrition, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, 32-ounce VCZ, and 16-ounce Chromium, all for just $183.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All 5 items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
Elemental Research sponsors The Shift each week at this time with Dr. Annette Hazzalone. Tune in for a further discussion of living a healthier life again next weekend at this same time on KTW. Your announcer is Ron Harris. This is LBS, the Liberty Broadcasting System.